and we're doing this, Anka. How are you doing today?
I'm doing really good. Thank you very much for having me and allowing me this long time to to get ready for this.
Don't worry about it. So today, for everyone out there, we are speaking with Anka Urbanic from Promotiv, right?
Yes, that's correct.
That is you. Great. Okay, so we got that one right. So I've just a quick intro. I've met you in a couple of shows. I know a little bit about what you do. So just so we start off the interview in the right setup, who is Anka? And most of all, yeah, who is Anka?
That's a very difficult question to answer.
Yeah. Take all the time you want.
Speaking about the work and about the business we are in, I am the co-owner of a company called Promotiv. The company is making swatchbook and color cards for vinyl manufacturers and distributors. But I think as this is usually something that is happening between me and the business partners as large companies, I believe that people in the trade shows usually know me more through our digital products, which are the apps. Right. And this is more where I interact with people and not just with companies. So we have these two parts of the business. One is the real swatchbooks that probably the guys all out there you really use every day, the physical ones. And recently also we are in the business with the digital or mobile products.
Okay. So before we get into that, before we start talking company, business and all that, who is Anka? I think I know you like to dance.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. This right? is a big part of me, probably. It's been like that from my very first steps, I would say. And I went through all the different kinds of dances, from ballet, ballroom, modern, contemporary, Slovak traditional dances, Austrian traditional dances, until I ended up at Latin dances, the traditional ones. Mm-hmm. So salsa, merengue, bachata, samba. And I stayed true to these because they are really fun. You can dance it until you are 90 or 100 years in your own pace. You can really have a lot of, there is beautiful community around this, a lot of festivals, a lot of nice happenings. And the good thing is, compared to what I did before, which was always rehearsed choreography and something that you do as a performance, this is really spontaneous dance. So you know the basics, the partner knows the basics, and he leads you. And you as a girl follows and it's fantastic. It's a great feeling just to let everything go and enjoy the dancing and the music. And really a lot of friends come from dancing environments, and there are friends that I have for many, many years. So it's a great community to be in.
So just a quick side note to this. I'm trying to remember of all the parties we've been at in regards to the SEMA show, and I don't remember seeing you dancing. I remember seeing, for example, Peter the Sweet dance with his moves, but I don't remember you.
But you just don't?
Just, you know, no, but you know, you drink a lot. Maybe that's my excuse.
Maybe you haven't been to the right parties. No, I'm joking.
That's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one. True story. Might be. No, it might be. So how do you go from dancing, kind of like, I assume, kind of professional, into the rapping business? How do you find yourself there, Anka?
I feel really good in the rapping business. I think it's wonderful to be a woman in this business because it's not so many of us. And I think we are being pampered in this business. I don't know what the other girls you interviewed said, but I think it's a really great industry to be in general, and also for a woman to be in. And Yep.
How did you get started?
It was a really long time ago. And well,
we don't do any years here.
No,
so
no, no,
you
no,
go
please.
For
I actually started to work for a local sign making material supplier in Slovakia. And I was a university student at the time. And I was actually really only hanging around there waiting for my boyfriend. And at one point, the manager came to me and he said, like, we know you are studying international relations and languages. So why don't you translate some manuals for us? So instead of just sitting around here. And I said, oh, why not? Yeah, nice job. Why not? So he actually went to his office and he brought me this 300 pages A4 size manual for Gerber Edge. I don't know if you remember. Was like a
thing,
something you could print on vinyl from before we had all these wonderful digital printers and all the different technologies. So I struggled with this for, I don't know, maybe 2 months, but I made it. And it was actually really used and it was very helpful because at the time this technology wasn't so intuitive. So people really had to look for troubleshooting and everything. And by this, I spent a lot of time in that company. It was really close to my university, just a few hundred meters. So anytime I had some free time, I went there and helped over. They needed to do some inventory checks, so I helped out there. They need some help with logistics department, I helped there. Then suddenly I was sitting in a front office during the summer, just taking care for the customers. I was on the phone. And I actually ended up at the marketing department and the next office was already the manager's office. So I think there was no way to go further in this company. But it was really, really great time. I spent there really hours and hours and it was also an excellent company as to people. We had a really lot of fun and interaction, and we did barbecues outside of the company. We invited some music group, and it was really good. I was very young, but I was feeling really a part of the team, and this colorful world was always like I really loved it. And besides studying the languages and international relations, I had this as a real life. And I was really happy for it because I realized that the university, it gives you the mind training, the brain capacity, the everything, but it doesn't really give you the real life skills. And what I learned on all these positions in this company was very helpful for me in this time and later on. So it was really great times and good introduction. And actually within this company, we started a little, how would I say, workshop where we produced the swatch books for ourselves. Because we try to have a very strong corporate identity in the country and we wanted everything branded so we could get these color cards from the manufacturers. But we said, okay, we want our brand on it. So we did that, and it was good. It was just 2-3 people working on it, and then this company was bought by Spandex, and when they saw us and they realized we can do this, they said, "Oh, why don't you do this for the whole group?" And you say, "Oh, perfect, why not?" And suddenly it grew into such dimension that it was just everyday, all day job. So we decided to spin off this this part of the company as a separate unrelated company and continue doing this as a full job. And that's how we created Promotive and started to do the swatch books and color cards. And actually at the time, the Promotive was not only for that, it was kind of like now you would call these startup hubs for companies to come in and start their business. We actually created that back then And we had five different ideas that we developed within Promotive. One was the navigation software, another was an electronic mobile device, another was a holiday resort in Slovakia, and one was this Swatch box. So for a few years, I was working on really different topics, which also gave me a lot of insight and a lot of experience in other areas. And that also helped then again when we started later on the working on mobile applications. I already had experience how to build apps, how to communicate with Apple and Google, how to follow the rules they have and what to do. So it was really organic and gradual. And for the moment, we have this part that is really making the real swatches that you can touch and feel and browse in. And we have the digital version that you can have always in your pocket. So that's wrapped up my story.
Got me thinking about, you were pretty spread out when you were doing five different things in the company. So what made you stick to the wrapping side of the world?
It was how it was at the time, because the let's say the startups couldn't afford to have the separate marketing department and everything. So we did everything like from one. And I was always involved in this marketing and PR side. And as these businesses grew, they spinned off. And I stayed with the original idea. And basically the vinyls brought me to wrapping. So we are involved in sign making in general and our architectural materials, everything. But the wrapping is a big part of it, and it's a very visible part of the sign making.
Right. So for anyone that maybe doesn't know what kind of swatches you provide, what kind of, is it based on a special company? Do you work with everyone? Do you work all over the world? What's your setup?
We actually work for a lot of manufacturers directly. So we work for 3M, for Avery Dennison, for Metamark, Hexis, Graphitip, Arlon directly. And we basically work with usually the mother company. Either they are based in Europe. In some cases, we also work with the North American branches, or if the mother company is North America, we work with them, and they give us everything. So basically, we don't create the design; we just get the design from them, the print files. We get the materials in rolls, and then we cut it, format it, print it, put it together. We can produce any kind of swatch books from small to big books, different sizes, different binding, the color cards on different substrates, or I don't know, A4 samples of different materials with labels or printed. So they actually provide this all the files and materials, and we physically produce it and usually send it back to the headquarters, and then distribute it as they wish. Sometimes we deliver to their subsidiaries.
So I have to stop you there.
Yeah.
Because one of my first questions there is, I've always wondered about one thing, and that's when you go to a show, you always, when you get back from the show, you always have 100 of different swatches. People always want to give you swatches. So you have a bag of different swatches. But sometimes when you get home, sometimes it's hard for you to get a swatch from a special company because they don't have it. So I've always thought, is it truly a big cost for a vinyl company to produce the swatches? Because maybe that's why they're restrictive with them, or no? What's your thought on that?
It's a big cost. It's one thing is what we need to provide, that the work and everything and transportation in between. The other part is the cost of a material. I think the biggest pain is not actually the cost, it's the organization. So imagine you have a swatch book where you have 135 colors. You have to have one roll each, or you need to have six rolls each. And you have to have them at the same time, and you have to ship them over to us or the company that produces this. It takes a lot, it takes very often several weeks or months to get this material together, because these materials are being produced in different times. And maybe you are just missing one of it, which is scheduled for production in 2 months, because it's not so, for example, not so popular and it's out of stock right now. And you probably cannot change the course of the production just because of the swatch book. So you have to wait until you have really everything to put things together. And it's a big job. I sometimes say the everything is can go very fast, but the get the preparation done, and maybe you can apply it to every business. The preparation sometimes takes far longer than the actual job or finishing line, or how we call it. So there is certain amount of costs, of course. Some companies sell these watches, some give them out for free. Some sell it and subsidize it. I don't have a really overview of this, because what we get is usually larger orders, so several hundreds or thousands or tens of thousands in some occasions, and we get it over to them. So I think last year we produced about 500,000 of pieces of different sample materials.
Wow.
And it was
that's a lot.
Tens, maybe hundreds of tons of materials that is transported and processed and then sent back again. And also the timing is an issue probably of making a new swatch, because you have, especially in the wrapping world, which is very, very vivid, very, very dynamic. There is many times there is addition of new colors and the removals of old. We all know it. And in the companies, they really have to make some point where they say, okay, now we are going to stop thinking what we add in 2 days or what's coming in 2 weeks. We have to start making the swatch, because if we wait again and again and again, it's going to move on. So I know there is never enough swatches in the world, but it's not that that we wouldn't like to make them, or the companies wouldn't like to make them. And it could be manufacturers, it could be distributors, it could be whoever wants to have this kind of promotional material. It's just, it takes time. And that's why also not many companies do it. It's a very niche business, because it involves a lot of prep and a lot of labor afterwards. A lot of it is manual work. So that's why I think in Slovakia, we are able to offer this for reasonable costs and time. And we have developed a process that once we have the materials, we can have them processed in a few weeks. So it doesn't take then months to make something happen, which when you cut one by one, it can take ages to make 10,000 or 20,000 swatches. You are right that at the trade shows, that's the point where it's usually mostly visible and distributed. Also at trade shows, the companies present the new editions. So it's a good point where they give out these swatches. And that was also a little trouble for us this year, because not so many events, it means not so many swatches are handed out. Even though they can be sent by post or they can be distributed differently, it's just not the same situation.
Right. I mean, you bring an awesome insight, because many of us are maybe sitting in our shop wondering how hard can this be. it's just a swatch. Come on.
Yeah.
How can they not have it?
It's a nightmare. If you have to do it like on the side. When we did it within spandex, and we did it as a, we produced it as a part of among the million other tasks you have every day, and you have to prepare an exhibition, and you have to have a product of the day, of the month, and you have to have all the different things you have to think about to organize the swatches and the material. Like, oh, it's something's missing again. Oh no, yeah, let's ask for it. Let's wait for it. Let's see how we can get it. And it's endless. So I also feel for the people who are responsible for this on our customers' side. That I know it's a hard job, and sometimes they cannot influence it. They simply have to try their best and wait for the film and just do it like.
I get it. I completely get it. I was also wondering, going through my thoughts right now, and a question came up to my mind, and is, what made you decide to start traveling all over the world? Because I know when the world was open, if we could call it that, I know you flew all over. You were all over the world with shows and all. What was your main idea?
My customers, they participate at these shows. And it's the best time to meet them and to chat with them and to see how they are and keep the relationship. I would say that we hardly ever discussed too many projects during the show, because they are there for the customers. That's their priority. They don't have that much time for suppliers unless we agree really on the meeting. But it was a good time to see them, to meet them, to appreciate also their marketing, their work, to see the new products and come up with ideas and to basically socialize and network, spend some time extra, I don't know, have a dinner and just be more human and not just people sitting in front of two computers connected with some wireless something and just doing the daily work and solving problems or you don't call someone and say like, how are you today, and start chatting about the weather or the family. That's the time.
That's true.
I really appreciate it at the trade shows. You could meet many people, customers, friends as well, and just have some easy few minutes, which make a lot of difference on the later work, because you just connect with those people and you know them a little bit more. And it was also to look for new business and look for ideas also for us and also for new customers. And once again, it's the great time to come by a new brand or someone you don't work with and just say hi and just say, you see, we do this kind of service. If you're interested, we are here. And it's not easy to win new customers in this area. So it's sometimes years of just being there and suddenly being there in a right moment when they, I don't know, stopped working with their original supplier who, I don't know, went out of business, or they have some specific needs that they cannot cover and we can help them out and do part of the job. So it happened to me many times that especially at trade shows that they say, well, actually, we know you're doing this, but good that you are here right now, because we actually need it right now. And it takes time, again, a few months till everything is set up, but sometimes it's really the breaking point that you meet someone and you are there, right time, right place.
That's life, yeah.
Yeah, like with everything.
Give me your insight on new brands. Because lately, no, maybe not lately, but the last couple of years, a lot of new brands have been popping up. So what, seeing that you are not a wrapping shop, you are in between, kind of, so to speak, what's your take on that, on the new brands coming out into the market?
I'm not sure if to to call it new brands, maybe it's something that we didn't really see before because the markets were remote or closed. Like we have right now a lot of products coming from Korea, China, Brazil. These companies are really interesting. They are maybe more flexible in their decisions and are able to bring new colors quickly and have a different marketing approach probably. But I'm not saying that the traditional companies, they are also, everybody's doing a great job. It's just the other brands are becoming more and more visible. Or maybe it's a matter of how much they could invest in participating at such show, whether they exhibit at their local shows, so which we don't visit, and we don't see them in the big international shows. But the world is changing, and the wrapping world especially, I think, is really developing. I would say last 5 years, the quality, the tools, the ranges of colors, the specific, very technical details like the air regress technology, the different adhesive and everything, it has developed so much. The knifeless tape, it's changing the industry totally. It gives the people who work with the films much more quality and confidence, and also it gives the confidence to the final users of these wraps or installs, because they see how the people, they are becoming much more professional, trained with dedicated tools, and it makes their life easier and the jobs faster. So if we looked back 10 years on wrapping industry, that would be a totally different business. Now it's really changed a lot, at least in my view. I don't know what you think.
I'm gonna put you in the spot, and hopefully you feel comfortable enough to answer my question. So there's a lot of people speaking a lot about China brands, right? Oh, you see them at shows. Oh, they're not that good. But if you were to guess, right, when do you think China brands or vinyls that come from China, to be honest with you, are going to be counted with? When will they enter the world market? Because they will sooner or later. But when do you think this will happen?
It's hard to tell. I wouldn't like to promote specifically anyone or judge the quality because I am not the rapper. And the moment I touch the vinyl is just like a visual. So I am not not a professional in wrapping and using the films. I know the colors. I know the ranges, but not really the utilization. It's hard to say. I think they are already in here, but it's really hard to say if they're going to break through or it's just going to be some kind of coexistence, depending on costs or availability or local preference or how they distribute the distribution policy. Hard to say.
Okay, you answered good. Thanks. So what I also wanted to ask you about now is that I've known that you, the last couple of years, have worked very hard on the digital side of the business, right?
Yes.
What can you tell us there?
Yeah, that was an idea that is already has a few years, and I've been working on it really long time. Long time to get it started and long time to get it live on the app stores, because we thought it would be easy, but it's not so easy to digitize a color to look like a real color. The idea was,
what's the hardest of it all?
There is so many different devices, be it smartphones, tablets, because we are right now mostly in the mobile area because we want something that you can carry with you. And the screens, even on a single device, like if you look at an iPhone and the same iPhone made a few months later, the screen could be different. The color could be changed slightly because of this. The screen could age. You have different light conditions. The biggest challenge is that on a digital device, the screens are shining. So the color is always different than when you look at a real sample. Just the difficult part was how to get this work so the color really looks like real. And we know that it will never be 100% real. And that's good because we have this physical swatch books business and we don't want to kill it. And it probably never happens. It's just an additional tool where you need a quick reference, where you need to look up something like, oh, I have seen this color as something S51. I remember, I'm not sure. Just type in, and instead of browsing through your, as you say, your suitcase full of swatches after the trade show or in your drawer, you find it straight away. Or you something new comes in and you don't have the sample available yet. But in a digital form, it can exist a few days after it's launched. In a physical swatch book, it takes those few months that I mentioned that the material has to be collected, then it has to be cut and printed and put together and distributed. So months to go from the launch to having a physical swatch book. So it could be some kind of like a teaser for new materials. And it's also great to have if you, for example, you're on the road and you exactly need the swatch book that you forgot at home or your customer took from you because he wanted to check something and right. And he has a big project. So you put it, okay, take it and bring it to me in, next week. And weeks go. And exactly at the point you need it, you can't find it. So something to have in your pocket as a reference where you can always be sure it's up to date and it's as real as possible. And additionally, we added data sheets and information and news, something that you would look up on separate places, something on web, something in your papers. Some things are changing all the time, so it's really difficult to keep track. Some emails are coming and you don't even have time to read it. But if it's in dedicated place and you have a little time off, you can go there and see what's new. Maybe some inspiration. So we have showcase there. So that's why we started this brand Color Real, which was basically like digital swatch book. It even moves like a swatch book on the screen. I don't know if you have seen it. And then somebody came and they asked us like, why don't you show it on a car or on some objects? I have so many times people coming in and looking at this small sample, putting it against the car and trying to imagine like how it would look like. And I spent hours with them just to try to visualize the different colors. And they could do this and they could do this themselves. And when they come back to the shop, they will know already, okay, I don't know, maybe these two shades of blue and show me a larger sample. And then they could easily go to the real business and not just the decision time that is really long. And it is long because I have my car wrapped and it took me 2 months to decide for the color. And I am in a color business, so I cannot imagine.
Wait. What color did you choose?
I chose a blue that has this purple hint, purple turquoise.
Avery?
It's a 3M film, and it's the iridescent satin frost.
All right.
And it's really interesting. And I got it already for 2 years on the car, and I was afraid I would get tired of it, but I don't. It's fantastic. It's the color. Flip the change of the color at light when it's raining or when it's sunny or when there is sunset, it gives the colors so much depth and difference. So I I'm gonna still keep it. It's actually today is exactly 2 years from the wreck. I just had a memory on my phone, like looking at the old gray car is now nice blue. So.
All right, so you were just, sorry to take you off track there, but we were talking about brand color reels and how you came up with the idea out of a necessity from mm-hmm. your customers.
Yes.
I want to kind of like pivot it all towards nowadays when things are still crazy, but different. Yeah. So how were you guys forced to pivot during this current pandemic we're living now in 2020? What happened to you? What made you, did you have any tough decisions to make? Mm-hmm. Where are you now? Yeah. What can you tell us?
It's a tough year, definitely. And as I mentioned already, the an existence of events is very difficult for us because our core business is based on making marketing tools. And if the tools are not needed for this occasion, and if the budgets are cut anyway, because there are many more important things that the companies have to pay for, then this definitely went down a lot. Not in the first part of the year, but suddenly the projects started to get delayed, and they finally, some of them didn't happen that was already forecasted or even ordered, so they are being pushed into later because nobody knows what's happening. Fortunately, around August, September, it revived a little bit, but now again it gets, with the second wave of the pandemics, it's getting more silent. What we actually did already few years, maybe 2 years before, we started to push this digital part that we already have the engine for, and we also offering it to different businesses, so not only sign and wrapping. We are actually addressing boat and automotive companies with the digital products, so basically have a 3D product, be it car, a boat, being presented so that customer can see everything, zoom in, out, and customize the product. So car, usually color of the car. In case of boats, it's more interesting because you can have different combinations of hull and decks and upholstery and stitches on them and different configurations of the Bimini and without. So there is a lot of, it's kind of like a boat builder. So we transformed mm-hmm. the engine, not to change only colors, but to change also the visual of the boat or the product. So we realized we can use this engine we built and the server and the data and our understanding of digitizing colors into a 3D presentation of anything. Usually objects. I wouldn't say architecture because this is really, really something very specific and very, very big. But objects like cars, boats. This is what we tried to do. But of course, the business is going. It's slower, so it gives us a little space also to devote to this new area. And so, yeah, even surprisingly, we have two new customers from the sign making material business, which is interesting mm-hmm. because maybe they open some time to reorganize or maybe plan something for the future. So it's not totally negative. I have like probably everybody ups and downs. In general, it's been really tough for maybe 3-4 months, but otherwise it's opening new way opportunities. And also this digital business is the mobile apps is becoming more acknowledged because it's something that you can have good with you any time, and despite any limitations of whatever travel or transport or space or So hopefully it's going to grow along.
Okay, so besides that, I also know you also have an online setup for a car wrapping award, right?
Yeah.
So what can you tell us there? What's the train of thought? What did you start it? Who's involved? Go for it.
Well, during the year, we spoke from time to time with our rep friends. Probably, I guess you do the same. You catch up on Messenger or WhatsApp and see how they are. And one thing was that I really miss the community. I miss the community. I miss meeting them. I miss the shows. So we were thinking back in September, like, there is no rep competitions. We should do something to get the people together, let them see each other, meet each other, have chance to talk, and maybe give them some motivation, some prize to win. And also, in this time where they cannot really showcase their work and their skills and their amazing reps anywhere else than social media, just create a platform where they could submit these reps or installs. And we try to help them, to promote them through different channels. Like, we have these car groups going on and boat groups where we can push this information, because a lot of time these people simply talk about it. And I realized that a lot of the world doesn't know what a rap is. They have no idea it's a film or how it is done. And maybe they still think it's kind of something unreachable. But it is, and it could be behind the corner of their company or of their home, but they don't know about it. So we were thinking, but it's really difficult to make an online competition like a real one. So you cannot put people somewhere, giving them the same conditions like you do on a trade show. You let them rep a site mirror. All of them, and then you judge who's the best and the fastest. It's impossible, because you cannot control it. You cannot control the bubbles or wrinkles. And we actually realized we don't even want to. We want to just see the results and promote them and choose from them. So we came up with the idea that the deliverable in this competition would be an online Facebook Live feedback, where we meet the people, we chat with them a little bit, they introduce themselves, and they show us how they wrap the car. That's also a proof they really did the wrap. So they didn't invite someone and then they took nice pictures. But above all, to connect with them and to present them and to give them visibility. And then 2 weeks after the wrap, they should provide a 3-minute video where they can build it any way they want, either from the actual rep or from the photos or whoever has what technology or what experience, and the 3 professional pictures. And with this idea, I addressed a few guys I know that are really neutral and experienced, and they have been rappers, or they are actively, but also they have experience with competitions and they know the international community. And we basically got together 10 people who are going to be the judges and who are also promoting this and helping, being there during the live presentations, asking questions and just helping these guys to shine. And I have to say that from the first moment we had I think the first one was a Messenger video chat, and I saw the faces, and everybody was so happy just to finally have something they were missing all year, the community and something about competing and something about reps. I had such a big smile, and I have it right now, like all over. It's just such a good vibe, and I hope we bring it over to also those guys who participate. And basically, this is open for the whole year, so they can send us the deliverables from the best rep they did over the year, not just now.
Does it have to be print? Does it have to be?
It could be anything. We have like two main categories. So one is the color change, which could be a single color design, partial design, printed. But basically, this is for pleasure, on personal cars. So could be also trucks, but basically for personal use. And the other category is commercial reps. So it's a project that is meant to make a company visible, usually has logos, information, or maybe not, but it's like more commercial. Could be fleet, could be just one vehicle. Because those guys, we just had several conversations, and they felt like some people do a lot more commercial reps. And that's the core business, and they do the color change reps or restyling only on the side for own pleasure. And they said these two things cannot compete. I wouldn't feel good just enter competition with a van for a company. I printed and wrapped with someone who has a Lamborghini wrapped in design. So we separated these two. But what we wanted to say is that it's equally important in the business, because it's for many companies, it's a moneymaker, or it's something that is visible, or something people can start to do. If they only do color change, they would go into commercial rep, and it's not less sexy. It's important, and it's part of the business. And if we promote it, everyone promotes it enough, then maybe the popularity of reps will grow, because maybe they are just, the conception might be wrong in many, many people's heads, that it's just for supercars. And
okay, so let's promote it a little bit more. What's the name of the competition? Where can people find it?
Yeah, the name of the competition is Global Car Wrapper Awards 2020. They can find it on Car Wrapper 3D Facebook page. That's the main hub where everything is happening, the live feeds, there are all the rules and everything. And the registration is very simple through Eventbrite, but it's also accessible through links, which we post regularly on the Facebook page. And also on the carwrapper.com, which is the page for the rep visualizer that we have, the mobile one. There is also a direct link to the registration. And they need to register. And when they like us, our page, or probably they did already, so we have a lot of people signed in there, they just let us know when they rep and what. And either 1 or 10 people from the judge panel are always available, or anything in between, to join them. We have a Zoom platform where we can stream live on Facebook, and we can join them and do this online presentation. This is not obligatory, of course, because some people have reps that they did back in June or in February, and they want to submit it. In that case, they submit one professional video, 3 minutes, and three high-resolution pictures, so we can evaluate them and judge them.
So as long as it's been wrapped 2020, yeah, it's doable.
It's doable. Yeah, that's correct. At the beginning, we thought to keep it live and only November, December, because that's the time where there are most of the competitions, and everybody was like, oh, we are missing so much SEMA and Rep Masters, and we cannot go anywhere. So we said, let's do something online. But then it wouldn't be fair to have only the choice of 2 months, because I believe many of them did great jobs during the year. And actually, we want everybody to see it, not just us. We want the public to see it and to see the possibilities of the wrapping world. And so we actually, all the collection will be presented. So not only the winners, but all the collection will be presented. And one never knows. So where it can get and what visibility it can show for the people that do this every day and can bring them more jobs. And that's why also the movie, because it's something that is very important these days to be able to do. And I had to learn myself to edit and cut the movie. And you know, mm-hmm. for your job how it is, that I believe many of the rappers maybe don't find the time to make this. But on the other hand, there's so many things they could reach just by doing this. But yeah, they delay it. I do it later. I do it in the winter. I do it when I have less work. And suddenly the time flies and they did amazing things, but nobody knows. Just briefly on Facebook, we are doing this, but they don't have this final catchy thing. So we want to challenge the people to do the video and to show it and share it as much as possible. And
sounds great. I love the idea.
Yeah,
I really love it.
That's great. And I think it's something that can live on. And we also talk to the guys that are the judges, that this can live on next year, because it doesn't involve too much costs. It involves our time and everybody's time, but it's something that is unlimited in time, in travels. There are guys there in the world that cannot afford to travel at all. They wouldn't be able to get to any competition, probably because of limitations of where they live, or they have to take care for family and they cannot leave, or it's out of budget, or they have just too much work and they wouldn't be able to do it. I say, like Ole said, that mm-hmm. like there is always someone new, best out there who we don't know, and this way we can find out and we can see some extraordinary jobs and be inspired, all of us, and not speaking about the possible new customers.
Listen, no one knows what the new normal is.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You never know.
Exactly.
All right, Anka, I'm about done with my questions at the moment, to be honest with you. I want to give you a couple of minutes or seconds or whatever you want to, how long you want to speak on. Like I usually ask all the people that are part of the show, what is it you would like for the rapping world to listen to? What do you want to tell the rapping world?
I didn't prepare anything.
Don't get nervous.
It's a tough moment. So far it was good. Now I'm stressed.
I can help you. Sign to the competition. That could be one of them.
Yeah. I think and I feel this is an extraordinary industry that we are a part of. And I'm really happy to have ended up here. I really enjoy the community and the colors and the smiles that it brings to customers and to us. And at the same time, it's really professional, and at the same time, it's really fun. So I'm just really honored to be in this world, and I'm very happy. And I hope this online competition brings another platform for us to meet now or in the future, even when we are able to meet in person, which I really hope for is very, very soon. We could have this to promote this industry and to make it grow together.
Sounds awesome. So I want to thank you for taking your time, thank you for being a part of the show and for sharing with everyone out there. And if someone wants to find what you guys are up to, what do they need to search for when it comes to Facebook, Instagram, any names you want to drop?
If they search for swatch books and they want to have swatch books done, then it's the promotive.sk. It's only the website, because it's not something really that we promote to end users, because it's more business to business operations. Mm-hmm. But regarding the Color Reel and Car Wrapper 3D apps, you can find them very easily on iTunes or Google Play Store. They're available for all Android and iOS devices. And related to web pages, the carwrapper.com and colorreel.com gives you all information. And then, of course, the Facebook pages, Carwrapper 3D and Colorreel are there for you. And for the competition, it's mainly Facebook page of Carwrapper 3D.
All right, cool. So thanks for everything once again, and have a really nice night.
Thank you, Simon. Thank you once again for inviting me. It was a pleasure to talk to you. And I really don't understand why I didn't do this before. Really, really a nice conversation. Thank you very much.
It's good to hear. Thank you.
Thank you for doing this in general. It's really valuable to have this someone devote their time to do this, and so that we can learn about other people in the industry. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. For me, it's a pleasure and an honor. So I'm a humble man. So thank you. And have a really nice night. Bye.
You too. Thank you, Simon. Bye-bye.